Jimi Hendrix did not simply burst upon the scene as a legendary guitar superstar. He paid his dues on the Chitlin circuit as a backup guitarist and studio musician.
I was playing behind different acts, like Little Richard, Isley Brothers, you know, and some shows with Tina Turner and Hank Ballard, you know, Chuck Jackson, the regular top 40 R&B. And, you know, you get kind of tired of playing the same songs all the time. So I was, went down to the Village in New York, and they had a little group together down there, playing the Rainflowers.
That group was also called Jimmy James and the Blue Flames. But let's hold on just a minute. In 1965, some 9 months before he fronted that band, he performed and recorded with an R&B outfit called Curtis Knight and the Squires.
This is a song that asks a question, and if you listen, I think you'll get the message. If you walked into a restaurant, you were hungry, you had the money to get yourself something to eat, yeah. And somebody told you to go around to the back door and get it, even though they wasn't gonna give it to you free. First day in school, yeah. Now I just want to ask one question. Do you think that all the little children should be punished for the sins of all the older fools?
How Would You Feel? By Curtis Knight and the Squires with Jimi Hendrix on guitar. By the fall of 1966, Chaz Chandler had become Jimmy's co-manager with Michael Jeffrey. But it was Chaz who brought Jimmy to London, and together they began to assemble a band. The first member recruited was Noel Redding.
I went for audition for the New Animals after the Animals broke up and Eric Burden put a new band together. I went for an audition with him on guitar. At which point, Chaz Chandler, the ex-bass player from the Animals, came over and said, can you play bass? And I said, no. But he said, will you give it a go? So I said, yeah. So I went to this other part of this audition place in London, and I was given a bass, and there was a drummer, a keyboard player, and this black guy from America. And we played about three tunes. This is September 1966 now. And Chandler said to me, well, Hendrix said to me, he said, do you want to join my group? So I said, yeah. I'll come back up to London. I was living like 70 miles from London at that point. I had to get up there on the train. So I said, yeah, I'll come back up if you give me the train fare.
Composition as the leader of the experience, Stone Free. It was the B-side of his UK smash hit, Hey Joe. Originally, Jimmy wanted to record a cover of the Wilson Pickett classic, Land of a Thousand Dances, but Chaz Chandler's master plan called for him to write an original. With Noel on bass, the next priority became finding a drummer. Enter Mitch Mitchell.
Chaz called up, well, I can't do the Newcastle accent. Hey, boy, well, I got this gig for you, you know. Don't know if you're interested. You should come and play with this guy. This guy is the best thing you've ever seen on two legs that plays guitar. So, yeah, okay. I'll go and have a play with this guy. And I did. Well, I did the first rehearsal. I think Chaz called the next day and said, hey, you know, would you like to have another play? And I was still a bit iffy. Well, you know, so what does it entail? Well, listen, we've definitely got this tour of 2 weeks in France with Johnny Hallyday, who was like the Elvis Presley of France. And I've gone, well, yeah, that sounds realistic. You know, I mean, like, hey, either way, a couple of weeks on the road in France, yeah, that'll be nice.
face colors without names, without sound. My mind is cold, although my heart grows so bold. Is this love, baby, or is it confusion? Is this love?
Love or Confusion, the only known live version of that song ever recorded. It would later appear on the Are You Experienced album. Jimmy takes a leap of faith next on Setting the Record Straight.
Al Bundy's relatives are dropping by for a visit.
I'd offer you dinner, but Peg ate the last of the wax lips.
And they're leaving him a little something to remember them by.
Uncle Al, will you be my new daddy?
Hey, help!
Meet the newest Bundy.
I love you, Uncle Al.
Oh, God.
On Married with More Children.
At least with this one, I didn't have to have sex with Peg.
Season premiere Sunday, September 13th on Fox.
So we're right in the middle of dinner, and we get one of those calls trying to get us to switch from AT&T
to MCI.
Right. They said Dave gave them our number.
Put them on to me, too, about this friends and family thing.
And me.
Are you talking about Dave giving out your numbers? Where is he, anyway?
Yeah, let's talk to him.
Hey, Dave!
Hi.
What about all those calls we're getting thanks to you?
What's going on?
At AT&T, your friends are your business. Keeping you connected to them is ours. So if anyone tries to get you to switch, you can simply say,
it's just not worth it.
Something stirring. Feel the breeze. Or a taste that's amazing. Just add Bacardi Breezer. A touch of sparkle. A splash of Bacardi rum. Natural fruit juices. Breezer, it's the one. Bacardi Breezer. Just add Bacardi Breezer. Bacardi Breezer. Just add Bacardi Breezer.
3 to 5.1% alcohol by volume. Bacardi Imports, Miami, Florida.
The folks at Greyhound have asked us to announce the extension of their half-price summer fares.
Yes, so?
So, Greyhound has been offering half-price fares to over 1,700 destinations all summer long.
Good deal.
And now, Greyhound is extending this offer an additional 2 months.
Whoa, better deal.
Yep, the only thing missing now is a catchy new name.
Oh, wait, how about Greyhound's The Leaves Are Falling and So Are Fares, Fares?
That's one thought. Go Greyhound. Promotional fares excluded. Special restrictions apply.
You don't like the name.
I do. Really.